Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful, beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Sammons. Are you mocking me, Steve?
Not at all. I would never, ever, ever do that today.
I was going to say, maybe in the next hour you won't.
Right. Right.
How you doing this morning?
I am doing fabulous. It is always good to be here. It is always good to see you, Mike.
Somebody was on our website recently and saw a photo of you hosting another show that you do.
Yes.
And you
were
wearing...
allowed to say that show?
Tiffany Krumman show.
Correct.
And you were wearing some Peachtree Ridge outfits.
My Peachtree Ridge baseball shirt.
And I don't know if you saw the comments somebody made on LinkedIn. They go, is that all he ever has is Peachtree Ridge apparel?
Yes. My son has played baseball in that organization and I've coached for 10 years and I have so many navy blue Ridge shirts. It's not even funny.
You're showing your love, showing your support.
And
for the Lions.
Since I've got them, I might as well wear them. Right.
Well, anyway,
I'm happy to have my new navy blue Business Radio X shirt.
Yes.
So they'll be seeing that a lot.
Yes. I can't wait to see you wearing that. That'll be great.
I'm not going to do it now.
No.
I'll do it for next week.
Thank God it's radio.
You have my promise.
Yes.
It will be on next week.
We've got a couple great guests here in the studio today. Can't wait to get started with them. Chantel Wilson is with the Gwinnett County Office of Economic Development. And Danielle Chung is with us with the Bank of America Merrill Lynch.
Yeah.
And we will start with Chantel. Chantel, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
You're with the county's Office of Economic Development. So tell us what the department does and what you do.
Yes. So the county invested back in 2017 to create its very own Office of Economic Development. We have three areas of focus: business outreach, small business and redevelopment. Our goal is to better engage the business community through our outreach efforts. One of the things that we're going to be doing is the coffee and conversation, which is what I'm here to talk about today. We're also doing some small business research right now to better understand where we fit in the small business ecosystem. As you know, there have been tons of investment throughout the county as it relates to technology and knowledge-based businesses and the support that's necessary for those businesses. And we at the county want to make sure that we're taking into account small business in general and the needs that are there for those entrepreneurs and startups. We're also looking at redevelopment. So we're identifying areas that are ripe for redevelopment and smart development and growth. And so we want to make sure that we take the time to research and assess those areas and better understand what needs to go there, what those rooftops will require, and make sure that we are bringing the necessary development to those areas.
Helping businesses here in Gwinnett County, people are probably wondering, why have we had you on before? So it's great to finally have you with us on the show. The business outreach program, you mentioned that. What does that entail?
So our business outreach efforts, for quite some time now, we have wanted to put together a program and initiative that creates a platform for business and industry to engage county officials. What we're looking to do is bring folks to the table for coffee and conversation. It's a two-hour segment where county officials will be present We are inviting the business community at large to come and have coffee and conversation with us. What we think will happen is that business will come, talk about their expansion plans, any challenges that they may be facing with growth. We also would like to hear what we can do at the county to help them with that growth. As you can imagine, by 2040, we will be at 1.5 million people. When you take into account the number of residents and the number of businesses there, we have to make sure that we're proactive in our efforts and make sure that we're smart in our investments and make sure that we're aligning ourselves with the needs of the business community. I think it's important for us to make sure that we continue to provide that level of customer service that allows people an opportunity to thrive and grow in the community where they pay taxes.
Is this coffee and conversation an event that you guys foresee being kind of an ongoing thing? And if so, how often are you planning on trying to have them?
Yes, most definitely. This is something that will become a part of the Office of Economic Development. We have our very first event next week on Thursday, June 7th from 9 to 11 at GJAC in Lawrenceville. That is the county's headquarters, if you will. So that's where the event will be located. In the building will be some folks from the Board of Commissioners office. Of course, Office of Economic Development will be there, planning and development, fire, police, transit and transportation, as well as water resources and community outreach. Now, we will do another event, the exact event, September 6th, I believe.
So potentially quarterly is what
yes,
you guys are hoping
yes,
to do.
Yes, okay. That's the goal, most definitely.
And then the second part of the question, this is not necessarily invitation only. This is open to any business leader. Do you have to sign up beforehand? How does someone become involved in this?
Most definitely. It is open to Gwinnett businesses. Okay. We have a registration link on Eventbrite. Okay. So if you search coffee and conversation with your Gwinnett County government, you will get the detailed information there and a link to register.
Love it. And so, and a lot of times, so my, I guess my quote unquote gotcha question, which I don't think is really a gotcha question. I think there's plenty of people who kind of see, oh, well, business and government, those are on opposite ends of the spectrum. They're always going against each other. Mm-hmm. I love that you're trying to bring everybody together to have a conversation. That is huge and that is key. So what are some of the goals or some of the things that the government side of the table is hoping is brought to the table by the business owners? You kind of mentioned it in the first answer, so I'm asking you to restate that. Mm-hmm. Also, what is the government side of the table hoping to make sure that the business leaders hear?
Yes. So first of all, we want to make sure that the business community here in Gwinnett understands that we're here to support them. We want to continue to provide the level of customer service that fosters strong business and successful business in the Gwinnett community. So what we're hoping to accomplish with coffee and conversation, number one, is stronger relationships. As you can imagine, as a municipality, we do things like send out tax bills. We also will make sure that we enforce the code and quality of life in certain areas. And so with this particular effort, we want to make sure that we're extending an olive branch to just come and talk about what we can do to better support the business community. I think that, folks were raising tons of questions in the early stages. What can we expect? What will this be like? This is like having coffee and conversation with a friend and someone who supports you in business.
We're talking with Chantel Wilson with the Gwinnett County Office of Economic Development and talking about the coffee and conversation event coming up, and we've got the first couple dates and it's there on the website. And let's give the website real quick while we're thinking of that.
Yes, GwinnettCounty.com. They actually have blessed us with a place on the homepage. Nice. So if you will click GwinnettCounty.com on the homepage, you will find coffee and conversation.
And how long have you scheduled this to last? Because you've opened up a little bit of a Pandora's box here. You're asking businesses to come in, and I'm sure a lot of them will have comments and want to talk. And so how is the format kind of going to work? How are you going to limit people to, okay, because I'm sure everybody's going to raise their hand. Everyone that comes obviously is coming for a reason and may have a comment of some sort. So how do you work through all that?
So what we've done is with the Office of Economic Development being new at the county, we have gotten tons of support from internal departments and supporting us and working with the business community. So again, the folks that I mentioned that will be in the room are experts in their respective fields within county government, and they will be there to help us to monitor the crowd and to make sure that we're taking into account any concerns that a business business may have, as well as any information that we may garner about something that's coming that may change the way we serve a particular business or a particular industry for that matter. And so we will be working as a team. We've got anywhere from 20 to 25 government officials with Gwinnett County that will be in the room helping to monitor that activity and making sure that we're communicating what Gwinnett County is capable of in terms of supporting the business community.
I like the fact that I love the way you titled it, Coffee and Conversation. I think that's something that a lot of good business leaders can get behind. Mm-hmm. It's not just come and bring your complaints. Let's have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Let's try to make Gwinnett better. And also, it's such a blessing to live in a county and in an area that sees that business development is huge and important and good for the economy. And so, you know, and I love how you stated it, that you're the ones that do send the tax bills. You're the ones that do have to mm-hmm. remind people of code, but that's not all you do. And you want to have conversation. Let me ask you to pivot slightly to one of the other three things that you mentioned. You talked about business outreach and coffee and conversation as part of that. You talked about redevelopment, kind of identifying ripe areas. Let me focus for a second on the small business side.
Uh-huh.
You talked about research. You talked about some other things. So if I'm a small business owner, if I'm a budding entrepreneur,
uh-huh.
what are some of the things that the Business of Economic Development of Gwinnett County can help me with? What kind of resources do uh-huh. I have available to me?
So as you can imagine, as a small business owner or an entrepreneur, sometimes startup cost it can be, you know, limited in terms of what you can do. And so at the Office of Economic Development, we can help with everything from scouting the county for your next location. We can help you with a relationship with planning and development to streamline that process for you to make sure that you understand the rules and regulations for either developing in the county or taking on space in the county. We can also point you to small business resources. Mark Farmer in my office has a wealth of knowledge as it relates to small business. He has played on this field for quite some time now. And actually has a guide that he uses and can point folks to things like support for a business plan, where to go for access to capital, as well as some of the networks that exist in Gwinnett for networking amongst other entrepreneurs and startups.
I love all the things you're doing, and it's great because this I've learned a lot already. I didn't realize that this department did all this. And I was going to ask you, are you working or aligning yourself at all with the Gwinnett Chamber? Because they do similar type programs. And I was wondering if you're getting any consultation from them, any help from them. And then you brought up Mark Farmer's name. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that's where a lot of this is coming from. Because Mark, of course, worked a lot with the Chamber mm-hmm. and so forth. So I see now where kind of maybe some of the seeds were planted, mm-hmm. but are you working with the Chamber or aligning yourself? I know you guys are now a member of the Chamber. Is that correct?
Yes, we are a member of the Chamber. As it relates to the Office of Economic Development, we have several partners and allies that we work very closely with. We work very closely with Partnership Gwinnett, which is our sales and marketing arm. They have been a champion for Gwinnett over the last 10 years, creating thousands of jobs. I believe the number is at 32,000. At this point, creating $1.5 billion in investment. And so we work very closely with Partnership Gwinnett. We work very closely with the Chamber and assisting business and industry here in the county. So when it comes to the Office of Economic Development, if it's about business, then in most cases, we're involved.
I like it. So let's get back to coffee and conversation real quick. That was the main reason I brought you on. You're hoping to we're doing it quarterly. We're going to start it. Is it always going to meet at the Gwinnett, I think you called it?
GJAC, Gwinnett Justice and Administration Center. No, we actually plan to move it around the county.
We want to
make it convenient for folks to be able to join us. I have heard from a number of people in communities such as the Graysons, Tequila, Lilburn, saying, when will you bring one to our community?
Yeah.
So we will definitely be moving this event around the county such that folks can visit with us.
Now, And what I like is you could almost partner with businesses who have enough space. Now you go to those other townships, they might have some space in a government building, but I like the idea of partnering. So let's remind everybody again, this is an opportunity to come and have a conversation, both sides of the table talking. You can certainly bring issues, but also bring questions and bring ideas. And anything else you want them to bring.
Yes, exactly. We want to hear from the businesses. We want to understand what keeps them up at night as it relates to county government and the things that we can change. We also want to know if they have plans to grow and how we can support them in that growth. So G June 7th, which is Thursday from 9 to 11 at GJAC. If you cannot make it on Thursday of next week, we will also be doing this again September 6th at Primerica in Duluth. So we will be hosting at the corporate campus there in September.
Stephen, you seem concerned that there's going to be a little bit more than just conversation. Keep kind of implying that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll stand on a soapbox for 30 seconds. I believe personally, this is only my personal opinion. Opinions expressed by Stephen Julien are not the opinions of Business Radio X or Mike Salmon or Trey Odom. I believe that our culture has become more and more about stating opinion, yelling things, and not sitting down and having a conversation. I think we've lost the art of conversation. Everything is so instantaneous. Everything is so fast-paced and everything is so opinion-based and reactionary that we don't sit and talk. So mm-hmm. I love the fact that our local government is trying, and I believe they will succeed because I believe that a lot of business owners are thoughtful, intelligent, slow down. Let's try to work this out, right? Business owners and business leaders are great at working out problems. So here's an opportunity to come and converse. I think we need more conversation in this country.
Well said. Well said.
Thank you.
I'm sure.
So that is the opinion of my.
Yes. Yes. No. That's perfect. And I'm sure the county's like, okay, what do we call this thing? And coffee, and as opposed to coffee, and come yell at us.
Yeah.
No, we're here to work with you.
Now, in case anyone thinks too highly of me, I was wondering. Okay, is coffee and conversation? Is there any pastries involved? That's all that. So I did think
there will be pastries.
But it didn't start with a C. Croissants, right? Coffee, wait, conversation, wait, and croissants.
You buried the lead. You're saying there's going to be pastries involved?
We will have coffee as well as mini little munchkins and things of that nature.
There you go. Any idea how, I guess because you have to register, you have an idea of how many to expect?
Yes. We currently have about 75 companies registered to attend.
Wow. Congratulations. That's great.
Thank you.
Love the idea. Mm-hmm. I think this is wonderful. Thank you for sharing. Before we let you go again, where can people go to get all this information to find out more?
www.gwinnettcounty.com. Coffee and Conversation is on the homepage. When you click the link, it will take you to Eventbrite to register.
Chantel Wilson, Gwinnett County Office of Economic Development. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mike, before we get to our next guest, I want to remind everybody that if you're tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business, then Proactive Payroll is who you need to contact because they rock payroll and they provide relief to business owners. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. That is a novel concept. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payrolls. They build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks. That's right, proactivepayroll.rocks. Or call 404-410-0031.
All right, Stephen, our next guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. It's Danielle Chung. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Very well. Senior VP and Market Executive for the Metro Atlanta Business Banking. And before the show, we did our little mic check and we said, listen, if you need to cough, just cough off to the side. You've been coughing ever since. Like I'm doing Chris Angel mind freak here. I'm like the Amazing Kreskin. Cough. And I used to be coughing all morning. So I want a
solid two references, by the way.
Sneeze. I actually saw the Amazing Kreskin when I was a little kid.
Nice.
Yeah.
Actually, I was going to say, since you got her to start coughing, now he should, do a mind freak thing and go, great answers. I don't think
best interview ever.
Yeah. I'll try my best.
Okay.
Well, tell us, because your organization is Bank of America Merrill Lynch, and we see the banks, but you also think of Merrill Lynch as two separate companies here. So talk about how you're now kind of one under one roof, how that works.
Sure. So Bank of America Merrill Lynch came together during the financial crisis. And it was really a really positive opportunity for two great companies that deliver to clients to come together. So Bank of America is the traditional side of the business that you think about your branches, financial centers that you go into where you interact with tellers. Although now we've really changed what we do in the branches and they've really become more places for folks to go and get financial advice. Because so much banking is done electronically. It's also the side of the bank that brings you the commercial bank, the investment banking, all the typical things that you think about when you think about a bank. Merrill Lynch, it was one of the premier and still is asset managers in the world. And bringing that capability to the bank really just broadened out what we do. You know, and to that end, I can talk a little bit about not only what my group does, but what we do across the bank. Mm-hmm. I mean, our motto at Bank of America is we make financial lives better, right? And we do that in almost any way for any client. So we will work with the individual client who just wants to go into a financial center and open up a bank account, a checking account, and a savings account, or get a mortgage. Then maybe you've got some entrepreneurs who are starting businesses, and we can help with resources for newer businesses, small businesses, all the way up to large multinational corporations. And then on the personal side, yes, there's folks who are maybe just starting out, graduating college, who want to open up a basic bank account. But then as people start emerging wealth, there's different platforms that they can use. For example, our Merrill Edge investing platform, which is for individuals with small amounts of wealth that just want to start investing in the markets and trading, versus our more traditional Merrill Lynch financial advisory network, all the way up to our U.S. Trust High Net Worth platform. So really the broad gamut of services for both individuals and businesses across the globe.
So, Danielle, one question I want to ask you. And by the way, Danielle, welcome back to the show, right? Because you were on the show a little while ago. And one of the things I love about Business Radio X, people can search your name, search that appearance, go listen to that archive, and then come back and listen to this show. So one question I want to ask you is specifically, let's talk about small business.
Yes.
We're Business Radio X. A lot of small businesses listen to us. We've already been talking about small businesses coming to the county. Bank of America and Merrill Lynch can be a key partner to someone who's running a business. Beyond just banking, what are some of the other things that you guys really want to step in and be a partner with these small businesses?
Sure. Well, let me step back and explain the two platforms that we have for small businesses, one of which I run and one of which is a partner to our group in the firm. So we have our small business platform that's really part of our retail bank that works with companies up to $5 million in top line revenue. Then we have my team, which is business banking, which works with companies as they grow between $5 million in revenue to $50 million in revenue. And obviously, we're two different platforms because the needs start to change as businesses grow. But in either case, what we do is we act as the window to the bank for our clients in those groups, whether it be our small business group or my business banking team. So for example, I have 11 relationship managers that work across the Metro Atlanta area with businesses to bring financial services to them. So we don't think of that as just, you know, for a business, your basic bank account, your ability to pay your payroll, your online banking. Those are the basic things that every business needs. What we try to do is provide advice and guidance as businesses really start to grow and think about what's next. So for example, as you know, especially here in Georgia, there's a lot more businesses going internationally these days. If you're a business that's maybe 8 or 10 or 5 million in revenue, and you've never really done that before, the prospect of going internationally can be daunting, right? And there are fantastic resources at the different offices of economic development, at the state level. But what we can do is provide guidance around things like currency hedging. So you're now paying in euros and you've never done that before. What does that mean for your business and your cash flow? So we have those conversations. We also talk to companies about things like exit strategy. So maybe you've got a business owner who's been in business for 40 years, has had a really successful business and doesn't really know what the next step is. Maybe they are thinking about retiring in a couple of years, don't have a close family member or close number two in the business that they want to leave the business to. Well, what's next? And we provide guidance around that, both from the personal side and the business side. Because if you think about small businesses and even middle-sized businesses that we work with in business banking, very often the business owner and their business are so intertwined because that business has been their life. And so we try to help them merge the two and understand what's next and how they can manage those resources.
We're talking with Danielle Chung with Bank of America Merrill Lynch. And it's funny because you're here and we're not really talking just banking. You're talking about a lot of education and consultation and guidance,
that's
which
right.
I think if someone just thinks of a bank or your institution, that's not what they're thinking right away. So you've evolved over the years.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, and really, you know, there are a lot of financial providers that can help with just basic moving money. What we try to bring value to is the advice of both the people who've been in this business a long time and who have worked with many businesses over the years, who can really show what we've done for other businesses, what other businesses have experienced. We often connect business owners to each other so that they can share their struggles, advice, and successes. But also, you know, the way that we like to talk about ourselves is we act like a community bank from the perspective of you've got a dedicated team locally that you can reach, you know where they sit, they come by your office, they often bring cake, which I should have brought today, I realize, to butter up the house.
You're learning. Yes.
But also, they can bring the resources of the bank to them. I mean, if you think about the resources that Bank of America brings, both in technology, financial services, advice, that's our job. And if we're not bringing new ideas and thoughts or helpful advice to you as a business owner, then we're not doing our job.
Well, here's something that it touches that point. One of the questions that we've in our show prep that you kind of want to talk about, it says, how can businesses attract and retain talent? I wouldn't expect that kind of a question, you know, to be asked for someone like you, but I'll go ahead and ask it. How can businesses attract and retain talent? And how are you involved in that?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm involved in that for sure. I mean, you know, I've been growing my team since I joined Bank of America and trying to find talent. And I'll tell you, I mean, it is not easy. If you think about right now,
a lot of people out there, you just heard a lot of people go, amen.
Yep. I mean, and it's funny because when we ask our business owners, what are the things that they struggle with? Talent is one of the number one things, whether it's a advanced manufacturer, a trucking company, I mean, you name it, consulting, financial services, every company we talk to, the number one issue is talent. And it's no different for Bank of America, right? If we're going to provide great advice to our clients, we have to have great people on the other end who understand those businesses and can provide that great advice. You know, and if you think about what's going on in the US, I mean, unemployment is at a 10-year low, right? Which means that people are employed, or the employable and the people who want to be employed for the most part are employed. And at the same time, we have all the baby boomers coming out of the workforce and retiring. So finding really strong talent is a struggle for every business. And one of the ways that Bank of America tries to differentiate itself, and we talk to our clients about differentiating, is understanding the needs and what's going to attract folks, and then providing a portfolio of benefits that customize. I mean, for example, everybody's talking about how do we hire and retain millennials? I feel like that's like a big topic nowadays. Well, what millennials look for in the workforce may be very different than what a baby boomer. So for example, there are surveys that show that older employees, 45 and over, not saying that that's old because I'm in that category, we look for salary, right? That's a big component of what drives us, what gets us to work every day, what keeps us employed. For millennials, it's often the benefits package, the perks, and not as much the salary. In fact, there was a study done saying that 77% of millennials would be willing to take a salary cut in exchange for long-term job security, right? And 64% say that benefits are extremely important to their employer loyalty. So one of the things that we talk to our clients about is what benefits are you providing your employees? And it's not just the tangible benefits. Sure, they give health insurance, but do the employees understand it? Especially now with the move to, you know, high deductible health plans, HSAs and health reimbursement accounts are becoming really popular. But a lot of employees consistently say, we don't know that we understand how they work. And so it's important for employers to keep education around that available year round, not just at open enrollment. So that's one example. The other thing is the financial wellness of employees. An employer that has a really good financial wellness program can really use that as a resource to help drive and retain employees. So for example, there's so many employees who are not saving for retirement. There's a lot of companies that offer 401ks, and a lot of employees aren't taking advantage of it. And it's often because they don't understand how it works.
Oh, you're going right up Steven's sweet spot right now.
Over here saying amen.
Yep, exactly. And so to encourage better financial wellness, you know, you have to make sure that the employees understand this. So for example, at Bank of America, we have a financial wellness program for the employees of our clients that we offer free to our clients so they can offer it free to their employees. Why? Because it makes sense. You've got first-time homeowners, you have people trying to put their kids through college, thinking about should I save for retirement, actually thinking about retiring. So all of those value adds are some of the things that keep employees engaged.
Love it. As Mike reminded you, we're talking to Danielle Chung. She's with Bank of America and Merrill Lynch. So you've talked about how to, beyond just banking services, which I love that, you know, we're in this technological revolution and the bank used to be where you go and who was the teller behind the counter. And now it's who's coming into your office and helping you plan and strategize through your business. So let me make it local for a second. Talk specifically about your relationship here in Gwinnett County. Off air, as Chantel came into the room, you guys exchanged pleasantries because clearly you've connected through the county. So talk about your team's relationship in the county.
Sure. So first of all, I mean, Bank of America has over 5,000 employees in Atlanta, of which 300 of those sit right in Gwinnett County. And that's a mix of individuals who work in our financial centers or our branches, as well as banking professionals in our Merrill Lynch platform, our business banking platform, small business platform, et cetera. So for example, as it relates to my business, and again, we focus on companies that are 5 to 50 million in top line revenue. I've got two, sometimes three relationship managers who spend all of their time in Gwinnett County. And what they do is work with businesses in Gwinnett County on the things we talked about, coaching, bringing suggestions, obviously meeting the financial needs, providing loans. I never mentioned that. We still do provide loans at the bank among all this service.
That is still one of the ways banks make money.
It is still one of the ways we make money. And so we have the commitment because we have the bankers here on the street that live and work right in this local community. Additionally, we really feel that Gwinnett County is an area that is very strong for us from a future business perspective. There are so many businesses coming into Gwinnett County, headquartered and growing in Gwinnett County. And that is very attractive to us because obviously growing businesses are the ones that are going to need our help the most. And so as part of our commitment to the county, we are also engaged with the Gwinnett Chamber. The bank is a Chairman's Club member. And additionally, I sit on the board of the Gwinnett Chamber. So we really are trying to be local here in this community so that the business leaders know me, they know my people, they see us in their community and realize that we're committed.
Well, Danielle, congratulations on the growth and success over the last couple of years that you've been able to lead here in Gwinnett County. For those that would like to find out more about Bank of America Merrill Lynch, where can they get that information or if they want to reach out to you?
Perfect. So you can certainly go to our website, which is bankofamerica.com or BAML.com. So you can find information there, which would provide links to get to my segment, which is business banking. Or you can reach out to me directly, whether it be about business banking or making a connection to any of the other areas within the firm. And I'll provide my phone number and my email address. So my phone number is 404-607-3907. That's my work number. My business cell phone is 917-974-4173. And before you ask, yes, I'm a transplant from New York and I never gave up my phone number. So I don't have the popular Georgia tags, but it doesn't mean I'm not committed to Georgia.
But that's a good financial decision.
Yes.
To keep your old phone number. Yeah. So what
absolutely. About? Well, and also it was a good financial decision to move here from New York with three kids.
No kidding.
That's a great financial decision.
It was a fantastic financial decision. I keep trying to get my family to follow.
Be careful. All my family followed from New York and just be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, well, I get part of that. They do come to visit. So, and then my email address is Danielle, DanielleChung, CHEUNG. I know the E is tricky, at BAML.com, BAML.com.
And to be clear, even though your team covers 5 to 50 million in revenue, any business owner at any level can reach out to you and you'll get them connected to the right person.
Absolutely. Yeah. I work very closely with my partners in small business who do the under 5 million. And then very closely with my colleagues in our GCB, Global Commercial Banking space, who do the 50 million to 2 billion and beyond. So
great, great stuff. Great to see you again. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me back.
Great interview.
Did you cough one time?
It worked.
Cough at all. It worked.
Yes, it worked. The mind freak. Now, go to sleep.
Who are you talking to?
Let her get some rest now. Okay.
Wow.
Not you. You've got something you've got to read.
Oh, right. Okay. Man, I was getting a little groggy there for a second. Just want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business
Read Radio, it well. Read it well. Right. Don't screw it up.
No, that's you, not me. Just want to remind everybody.
Turn his mic off.
I want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio does emanate each week from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. And I want to remind everybody that love is what makes a Subaru.
Don't use big words.
Emanate, it's three syllables, Mike. Three syllables. Love, it's what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Already a Subaruist? Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. Now, back to the show talker host, Mike Salmon.
All right, don't patronize me. Want to thank our guest, Chantel Wilson with Gwinnett County Office of Economic Development, and Danielle Chung with Bank of America Merrill Lynch. A reminder, you can listen to the show anytime you want. Go to BusinessRadioX.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, not the Phoenix one or the St. Louis one. You pick the Gwinnett Studio and then select this show, Gwinnett Business Radio, and you'll see this show and all our other ones right there under archives and episodes. Also, this is available on iTunes, so subscribe to us there and follow us. We're all over social media.
Any other podcasting service, you can subscribe to our show.
Good job. Let's do it again sometime.
Yeah, I have to go cough and fall asleep, apparently.
So. All right. Want to thank our producers, Trey and Nat, for Steven. I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time. Ric Flair, Ric Flair, Ric Flair.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo!